FM 90.3 WJTL. That's Bon Ray, Turn My Eyes. They performed here live at the WJTL studios, sort of your introduction to that band. And they also performed at a Christian radio and music conference in Florida called Momentum. That's where our very own John Stafiri is, where he is stranded in Orlando because of Hurricane Irma. And he's calling us this morning because he survived the night. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Fred. Yeah, Bon Ray was here in the hotel. I saw him several times. They managed to drive out of here before the storm actually hit. But yeah, we are still here in Orlando. It was quite a night.
Tell us about it. You said it was very scary. Give us a little bit of the details of your night last night with Hurricane Irma.
Well, it was a tough decision. It wasn't really a tough decision to make, actually, because we couldn't get a flight out before Irma. We tried, but we were not successful. So we were kind of stuck here overnight and are stuck here through the storm. And we tried, we considered driving out, and then we heard nightmares about the traffic. And then when we realized that a lot of people were coming from evacuated areas to the hotel we're staying at because it's safe, we thought the best thing to do would just to literally hunker down here at the hotel. And so that's what we ended up doing. The hotel is actually has some pet-friendly evacuation policies. So what was really interesting is that the lobby quickly filled up with dogs. And there are dogs everywhere here in the hotel, also some cats. But it's really an interesting sight here at the hotel. And people are now getting their dogs outside for the first time here in quite a few hours. So the dogs are pretty happy about that. But, yeah, overnight the storm kind of broke apart. And it actually caused a straight line almost all the way across the state of Florida with hurricane force winds. And those hurricane force winds hit here sometime around 2:30, 3 o'clock was the worst of it. And what was kind of scary is that, of course, it was nighttime and there was wind up against all of the wind. There was rain up against all of the windows. You couldn't really see, but you definitely could hear it. And they talk about it sounding like a freight train, and it did do that. It sounded like a freight train. So I was excited this morning to see daylight and to kind of get around and look and see what damage there was, although you can't go very far because there is still a curfew in effect until 6 o'clock. No one is on the roads, and it's easy to see why. Even here at the hotel, there are some palm trees down across the lane. And it's easy to see that there's a lot of things that are going to have to be cleared before anything, anybody's able to go anywhere.
Now, it must be pretty impressive to see the hotel folks and everybody mobilizing to take care of you and all the evacuees. Tell us a little bit about what you've witnessed from that end.
Well, I would say the whole state of Florida was impressive. The administrative task of trying to evacuate people, knowing who to evacuate, telling them where to go, just and getting people the information they need, just an enormous task. And being here and in the midst of it, it was pretty amazing to see how everyone worked together, both from a state level all the way down to local officials and even to the hotel. They really, really knew what they were doing, and the hotel has just been amazing. So many of the employees actually have brought their families here, and they are working as their families were here because this is probably safer than their homes to withstand the storm. So many of them have been here working hard and getting us food and making sure that we have the information we need here at the hotel. It's been amazing. In fact, today they had told us they wouldn't have any service or any food for us, but I just walked out and they have a big buffet set up with some of their employees that worked through the night to prepare that. So that part of it's been pretty impressive, and they also just have a great attitude. So all of that has been pretty amazing and has kind of made this a bearable situation for many of us.
Wow. We're talking with John Stafiri, our promotions director. He is in Orlando, Florida, stranded there at the Momentum Music and Radio Conference that is going on for Christian music broadcasters. And John, are there many other folks from other radio stations or other Christian artists that are stranded there with you at the hotel?
Boy, I was selfishly, I was kind of hoping a few artists were stranded because I was hoping maybe they would do some impromptu shows, but I think most of them were able to get out. But a lot of us radio folks, there's, I would say, 20 or 30 of us, maybe, as I'm looking at the count here, have been here the whole time. And I was just outside, in fact, gathering some information. And my new friend Howie from Joplin, Missouri, he was out there. He was also doing the same thing, preparing for a call-in with his station. So, yeah, a few of us have been here. Now, we were hoping to get out tomorrow morning. We had actually had a flight booked for tomorrow morning, but we got notification that that has been canceled. And we are tentatively, I say tentatively because I don't know what's going to happen, but we are tentatively booked for Wednesday night now get out of Orlando here. We do like Orlando, but we are pretty much ready to get home here any day now.
But you were able to catch a little bit of the Steelers game, I understand, on radio.
I'm so thankful for radio because, yeah, it was not on TV here. We would have had to have watched the Jaguars and Texans, and that's who wants to watch that? So I was really happy. I was really happy that I was able to dial it in on radio and enjoy the game. And it was a little tighter than I wanted it to be. But, yeah, and right about that time, right at the end of the game, about 3:30 is when you start to realize, I think we're in the middle of a hurricane here. So it was good timing. They got the win, and the hurricane arrived.
Wow. Well, I was at a couple of churches and a couple of places over the weekend, and many of our listeners curious how you're doing because they had heard that you were stranded down there. So, John, thank you so much. I'm so happy that you and Carolyn are safe, so happy that you are in a safe building and being so well taken care of. And thank you so much for taking time this morning to call in with a report.
Yep, it was our pleasure, and, boy, we're sure looking forward to getting home.
Well, keep us up to date. We look forward to more updates from you, and you stay safe there.
Thanks, Fred.
All right, that's John Stafiri reporting live from Orlando, Florida, where he is at the Momentum Conference, and he's stranded there, and he gave us a great report about how they made it through Hurricane Irma. John, thank you so much for that call. Coming up, we've got more music for you. Charlie Hall, Family Force 5, and more on